أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is the Quran reflection number 2. In Surah 4, Ayah 64, And we did not send any messenger, but that he should be obeyed by Allah's permission. And had they, when they were unjust to themselves, come to you and asked forgiveness of Allah, and the messenger had asked forgiveness for them, they would have found Allah oft returning, merciful. Please reflect on this ayat for a minute. Think of intercession. Is it okay to do? What about to someone that has already passed away? Most controversial issue within Islam. The issue of intercession, shafa, is one of the most controversial issues within Islam. Quran addresses this issue in 3 manners. First, there are verses which negate intercession, such as Surah 2, Ayat 123 and Surah 2, Ayat 254. Secondly, there are verses which say that the intercession is exclusively and domain to Allah. He, and only He, has the ability to intercede, such as in Surah 6, Ayat 70, and Surah 39, Ayat 44. Third, there are verses which take precedence over the first 2 categories. While their intercession is the absolute right of Allah, nevertheless, if He wishes, He can extend it to the certain people among His creation. In Quran, in Surah 10, Ayat 3, no intercessor can plead with Him except by His permission. Again in Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 255, who is He that can intercede with Him except with His permission? In the Holy Quran again, Surah 20, Ayat 109, on that day no intercession shall avail except the one from whom Allah the Most Gracious has given permission, and whose word is acceptable to Him. Again, in Quran, Surah 21, Ayat 28, and they cannot intercede except for Him with whom He is pleased. In Surah 19, Ayat 87, none shall have the power of intercession except one who has received permission or a promise from Allah, the Most Gracious. Surah 34, Ayat 23, intercession with Him profits none except for those He permits. Certainly, people will have permission from Allah, such as the prophets, imams, and the awliya, so the intimate friends of Allah, to intercede and help people by the permission of Allah. Prophets had the ability to intercede on behalf of those who repented and sought forgiveness and returned to the path of Allah. We sent no messenger but to be obeyed by the leave of Allah. If they who have been unjust to themselves had come to you and begged Allah's forgiveness, and the messenger had begged forgiveness for them, indeed, they would have found Allah all-forgiving and all-merciful. This is Surah 4, Ayat 64, and also in Surah 12, Ayat 97-98, this is about Yusuf's brothers, said, O our Father, ask forgiveness from Allah for our sins. Indeed, we have been sinners. He said, I will ask my Lord for forgiveness for you. Verily He, and only He, is the all-forgiving, most merciful. In Hadith, we see that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I will intercede on the Day of Judgment for whoever has faith in his heart. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, my intercession will be for the people who commit cardinal sins except shirk and dhulm, so polytheism and oppression. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, the 6th Imam of the school of Al-Bayt, at the time of his martyrdom, called the relatives and companions and said, verily, our intercession will never reach one who takes their prayers lightly. Can I ask them for protection. Intercession is not with an intention that he is the source of an independent power. Intercession is for the people like myself and others who perhaps fell behind in part of their religious obligations. If Allah allows, and only by His exalted position and His mercy, He will grant the Imams and the Prophets to intercede for us on the Day of Judgment and in this life. And since they are the closest to Him, Allah will accept it more quickly. I'll go into more detail about how one can have intercession in this life, inshallah. So Sunni sources. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the interceded for us. Uthman ibn Hanaf said, once a blind man came to the Prophet and asked him, O the Messenger of God, ask God to heal me. I'll pray if you wish, but it will be better for you if you tolerated this. The Prophet replied, but the man insisted for prayers. The Prophet told him to make a proper wudu and pray 2 rakat of prayers, and then pray to God with the following words. O God, I ask you, and I turn to you, by the virtue of your Prophet Muhammad, the Prophet of blessings. O Muhammad, I turn to you, towards God, in my need, so that it will be given. O God, accept this intercession about me. Uthman ibn Hunaf said, I swear by God, we were still speaking there and have not yet left the place when the man entered in full health, as if he had never had an issue with his eyes. In another narration, later on, after the Prophet was appointed, a serious drought came, and again the Prophet prayed and it started raining. The Prophet said, if Abu Talib was still alive, he would be glad. Who will recite his poem? Imam Ali alayhi salam stood up and said, O the Prophet of God, you mean the poem of Abu Talib, in which he said, and the shining face, by whose virtue rain water is asked from the clouds. He is the refuge for the orphan and the poor. And in another narration, Umar called Abbas, which is the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and said, O God, we were asking you by the virtue of your Prophet, and you would bring us water. Now we ask you by the virtue of your Prophet's uncle, so please bring us water. And the last Sunni hadith is souls remaining connected to this world. After the fight of Badr, when several of the polytheists were killed, the Prophet reached a place, it was a small pit, where their bodies were buried, and called them, O those sleeping in the pit, O Utbah, O Ibn Rabi'ah, I found the promise of my Lord to be true. Did you find the promise of your Lord true as well? Some companions said, are you calling the dead and talking to them? They hear what I am telling them, but they cannot reply. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered, is shafa shirk? Shafa is intercession. We see that if a person is faced with a problem in life, often this person will logically and naturally call upon a nearby person for help. We can take an example for this. If one of us was drowning in the water, surely we would call upon the person in the boat to help us to get out of the water. Therefore, we are asking someone else for some help. It is a natural thing for us. We do this almost every day in our lives, asking somebody else for some help. We ask somebody else to go get us some water or to go and get us something from the store. We ask people naturally for help. It is a normal thing to ask for some help from somebody else, especially somebody that is in a higher position. Maybe like if we were to ask someone that was your teacher for some help, that teacher would go out of his way to ask another teacher some information for you and get back to you, therefore kind of interceding for you to be able to get that information you are in need of. So what about the dead? Think not of those who killed in the way of Allah as dead, Nay, they are alive with their Lord, and they have provision. This is in the Holy Quran, Surah 3, Ayat 169. And again in Surah 2, 154. And say not of those who are killed in the way of Allah, they are dead. Nay, they are living, but you perceive it not. Clearly we could see that the one who has been martyred is not dead. So asking for their intercession doesn't seem very unrealistic, as Quran has clearly stated that they aren't actually, and that they are, you know, reaping the provision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are able to clearly hear us when we are standing at their graves, as we see in hadith. Even just prior to this, I said in the Sunni hadith about how the Prophet was asking somebody. We also have this in Shia hadith of, you know, the Prophet and Imam Ali, you know, talking to the graves. This is the end of the slides. Inshallah, I hope that you guys enjoyed the reflection and stay tuned for more of the reflection of Quran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.